very excited tonight. The man himself, the international man of mystery, Andy Mossack, is back on the road. It's been a fortnight since he was on. In Moscow, living the high life. Now, I've no idea where he is, as per, but I got a couple of clues, so I'll give you one now, and then just after the 11 o'clock headlines, we'll do clue number two, and in about half hour, he'll be here for the travel log, right? Let's have a look at this first clue. I'm in the dark as you are, right? This week, I'm in a royal city by the sea that hosts this country's seat of government. It's in a 13th century Gothic castle, which is the world's oldest House of Parliament still in use today. Oh, okay. See, that could be useful if you're a pub quizzer. Royal City by the Sea hosts this country's seat of government. 13th century Gothic castle, the world's oldest House of Parliament still in use today. Oldest House of Parliament. So democracy, old, it's Europe, isn't it? I mean, it has to be. 13th century Gothic castle, it's certainly Europe, but whereabouts? Germany somewhere? North Germany? Austria? I don't know why I'm leaning towards Germanic places, but I think that's what I'm going for. City by, oh, Germany, Austria though, city by the sea. Ah, oh, Ross. Have a word with yourself, sunshine. 81333 and RUSS at the start of that text. Where do you think he is? Chances are you've been there, I'm sure, right? Andy Mossack. So the full travel log in a half hour. Help me out of that one. Totally clueless. And then clue number two for Andy Mossack. So let me just run this again. This week I'm in a royal city by the sea, host the country's seat of government. So it's 13th century Gothic castle, world's oldest House of Parliament, still in use today. It's old, it's Europe. I don't think it's Mediterranean. It might be in Italy, actually, thinking about it. 13th century Gothic, oldest House of Parliament. I'm leaning towards now, thinking about it, Italy, but I might be wrong. It has been known quite a lot. What do you reckon? 0800-389-3333. I mean, Rome, but I'm just not really sure. At Dame Edith Evans on Twitter. You fancy dropping by and saying hi on that one. But Andy will be here. Another clue's coming up very, very soon. Hey there, Pam. Very Andy's in Holland. And is it The Hague? That's a new... I hadn't even thought of that. The Hague. Yeah, 13th century. It might be Gothic, yeah. It might be Lynn suggesting Iceland. See, there's another good shout. So I'm going for... Italy. Pam is suggesting The Hague, and you're going for Iceland, Lynn. We'll have to wait and see. I do quite like Iceland. I don't really know anything about The Hague. I don't know too much about the Netherlands. I've been a couple of times, but I don't know too much about it, you see. 81333RUSS. Thursday night, here on your late show, we're in our 6th of June, of course. Got some good tunes as well in the Gladstone lineup with Jess Glynn coming up. Also a bit of Aerosmith and Andy Mossack. We've already had one clue. We had several good options for it. I was leaning towards somewhere in Italy. Pam in Louth suggested The Hague in the Netherlands. And I think it was Lynn suggested Iceland. Now, Pam has had a couple more people weigh in and say, it's The Hague. It's the Netherlands is where we are tonight. Let's say hi to Scott, who thinks possibly Germany. Second clue, here it is. This city, whose name translates as the Count's Hedge, is not only home to the country's royal family, but also to numerous 17th century artistic masterpieces, including the famous Girl with the Pearl Earring. Okay, so where's the Girl with the Pearl Earring? The Count's Hedge... is the name translated, and the royal family lives there of this nation. I'm only interested if they've got Boy with Apple. 0800 389 3333 when you give me a call. Have a think for me. Maybe you've been there, maybe you've seen the artwork. You've seen the Parliament and the Royal House. I'm leaning towards the Netherlands now too. 81333RUSS. You fancy helping me out on that one? Full travelogue in about 10 minutes' time, as we say. Where in the world is Andy Marsack? Thursday, here at The Late Show. Good evening. Also a bit of help for Andy Marsack here. Hi to Bex in North Leeds. Hey there, Bex. Now, is it the Hagros? James in Doncaster thinks it could be the Isle of Man. Paul in Gibton's going for the Hague as well. Is he in Greece? Is he in Athens? Says Dean in Leeds. Maybe. Help for Andy Mossack here. Sam in Hull's going for the Hague. Joe suggesting the Isle of Man. Lynn's now changed your take on this. You're going for the Hague as well, are you? All suggest Andy's in the Netherlands, says Phil. Luxury, says Malcolm. Luxury travel. It's nothing to do with our fees. We don't pay him for this. He just has to go out on his own in the big wide world and seek luxury where he can. Neil in Skegby. The painting by Vermeer, the girl with the pearl earring, is a Dutch master plumping for the Hague. I love it when we plump. Well, the man himself will be here in two ticks. We'll put it to him. Thank you for your help tonight, though, and all of the wonderful sit sounds throughout the week. We'll do more Monday night at the usual time. Quick tune from Aerosmith, and let's go and have a bit of luxury next, shall we? On your BBC. Power of power here in 10 minutes, but for now, oh, very excited. Last time we spoke to this man, he was living the high life in a Mercedes-Benz-themed hotel suite, eating copious amounts of caviar and taking a trip wearing a tux down the river that runs all the way through Moscow. I wonder if it's somewhere equally glamorous tonight. Let's say a quick hello, and a good hello, rather, to Andy Marsack. Ahoy, hoy!
Ahoy, hoy! Evening, Skipper. You okay?
Yes, I'm not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. So we've put our heads together here, Andy, and we've all plumped for the Hague.
Do you know what it's like to be beaten week after week?
This is excellent. So, I'm glad.
Yes, it is the Hague. Yes, spot on. Well done again.
So the Netherlands, yes, on the night when they've just beaten England.
Yes, that's a bit of bad timing, isn't it?
So how comes you there then? What's kicking off in the Hague, Andy?
Well, it's interesting. This there, it's 350 years since the anniversary of Rembrandt's passing. And so they're spending this whole year celebrating the Dutch golden age of the 17th century. So in tourism terms, this whole year is kind of celebrating the wealth, the empire building, the trading and the art of what they call the Dutch golden age in the 17th century. Yeah. So I'm over here to explore a couple of cities. And the obvious ones are of, you know, Amsterdam, perhaps, or Rotterdam. Mm-hmm. They're the kind of typical ones. But there are many more towns that kind of contributed to the Dutch Golden Age. And so they are some more that are perhaps under the tourist radar, so to speak. So I've been exploring a couple of them. And the Hague is one of them, which has been delightful. And there's another lovely town called Dordrecht, which is not far away. It's actually near Rotterdam, but it's probably, you've never heard of it. I certainly haven't.
No, not at all.
But it's a lovely little place. And so I went there first, actually, a few days ago. And Dordrecht, it's the oldest Dutch city. And it used to be like super prosperous, a major port town. But the interesting thing about why it's so successful was that the ships that came, traders, you know, came across the sea to trade in the Netherlands, the ships had to stay there and unload for 3 days and trade with the locals first before anywhere else. So everyone got first dibs on the unloaded cargo. And what did they particularly trade in? Well, it was wine. So
What a
they had to
sweet
unload all
gig.
this gear. So, and then the locals could just, trade it to their heart's content before anyone else got their hands on it. So Dordrecht was became very, very wealthy. But it's a lovely, lovely, lovely place. It's got these canals, obviously a bit like Amsterdam, cobbled streets, and they make a great spirit here called Geneva. I don't know if you've heard of this,
I've been to
and
Geneva,
it's
the place, but
no, but
I've never drunk Geneva.
it's spelled Genevier, and it was basically what gin used to be called before it was gin. So it was, they call it, I'm sure they don't pronounce it Geneva, they call it something else, but it was the original gin. So it was like a kind of cross between whiskey and gin. And in fact, it's where the term Dutch courage came from, because
Well,
the
taking a shot
Dutch,
of the original bona fide gin.
before a battle, and they were filled up with as much courage as you like.
Have
So
you had
Dutch
some
courage.
courage?
I just happened to have a nice bottle of Geneva with me, as it happens. Yes, but
How
an
much
old
is in the
firm.
bottle, Andy?
It's an old recipe, let me tell you that. So it's quite high spirits, yeah. And in the Dordrecht, there's a museum here as well, the Dordrecht Museum, which is an artist called Albert Cuyp, and he was a landscape artist and basically influenced people like Constable and Turner. So lots of
Wow.
these paintings around. So yeah, it's
Well,
been fun. It's been fun.
the fascinating thing is, like, because I'm not as widely travelled as lots of other people. Certainly not you, I've got to say, because I mean that would be, a slight understatement. But when it comes to Holland, I've been to Holland and I went into Amsterdam and I did all the touristy things in Amsterdam and the museums and the galleries and you think about that. Never experienced any of the other places. But in terms of being a world power for that golden era, I mean, Holland was where it was at. Like the Dutch East India Company ruled the high seas, more of it than I think the Royal Navy did for a short time.
And there was the Dutch West India Company too. There was two of them. But
Yeah.
you're right. Yeah. But
Taking
here's a
on the
geeky
pirates,
fact.
Andy.
Here's a geeky fact. I know you like a nice geeky fact.
Lay it on me.
Okay. Well, most people, as you quite rightly say, call the Netherlands, call it Holland. But actually, Holland is only one of 12 provinces in the Netherlands. So The Hague is in Holland. It's in, I think it's in South Holland. And where I was, Dordrecht and Amsterdam, that's in North Holland. And then there's 12, well, there's 11 other places like Zeeland, Friesland, Gelderland, anyway, that goes on. But yeah, and I think they called it Holland as a kind of a catch-all for the Netherlands because it was the capital. So
Extraordinary.
Amsterdam was there. So yeah. Anyway, hey ho.
So
But The
aside
Hague
from
is.
the stories of international might and past glories and internationally renowned works of art and the seat of international politics and criminal law,
The
what
Peace
exactly
Palace, yeah.
what is there to do in The Hague, Andy?
I've got to tell you that The Hague is a lovely, lovely city. It's the third largest city in the Netherlands, political capital, and it's very different from Amsterdam. And you can imagine Amsterdam, you've been there, so it's canals everywhere and there's cobbled streets, but it's quite narrow. The Hague is really, it's a regal, elegant city. Wide tree-lined boulevards and lovely big squares and lots of parks. And it's just 2 kilometers from Scheveningen, which is a beach resort with 11 kilometer long sandy beaches.
It's got
Really,
the
really
pier,
lovely
hasn't it?
place, actually. That's right. It's got the pier.
It's got a pier, the Dutch pier.
That's right. I went there when I was 6 years old with my parents. They took me to Scheveningen, or Scheveningen, as they call it here. And
Like a
it's got this place
native.
called the, yeah. The Madura Dam, which I still remember as a kid. I have found very fond memories of going to the Madura Dam, which is like a miniature village, and it's basically a miniature version of the Netherlands, many, many years ago. But and I'll be going there tomorrow just to for old time's sake. But yeah, Scheveningen is lovely, and then in The Hague you've got the Royal Palace, which is only in the Netherlands would you find the royals living in a shopping street. I mean, you've got like a normal street, like Oxford Street, and then in the middle of it is the Royal Palace, and then there's more shops after that. So it's rather odd, really.
What a
And
lovely thing, though. It is very Dutch, I would say that.
it is, isn't it? It's kind of they're just kind of, you know, that's the way they do things, I suppose. There's a place, lovely place called the Moritz House, which is a 17th century mansion. They've got 800 masterpieces in there. I mean, if you're into art, you know, Rembrandt, Rubens, Vermeer. I mean, it's goes on really. And the Parliament House itself is beautiful. It's round a set round a lake. Really lovely place. And it's just full of very elegant, lovely places. And I don't know if you know Berlin at all, but the Unter den Linden, which is a very, very fancy street, was based around this particular boulevard, where in front of a hotel called the Hotel des Inns, which is like over 100 years old, real piece of history. And Mata Hari stayed here and lived here, the famous double agent. So lots of very, very interesting history. So it's elegant, very, very nice.
Now,
And
here's
do
the
you know there's a
question.
lot of Indonesians going on here? Do you know that?
Really,
The
Indonesia has a
Dutch
large
East
presence?
Indies,
Oh, yes, of
massive,
course.
yeah. You've got like Dutch Indochina. So you've got neighborhoods here which are Indonesian, and they even speak a bit of Indonesian in the sort of the Hague dialect. Apparently, for instance, if someone's kind of had a bad time or is kind of down on their luck, they say, "Oh, kasihan," which is kind of an Indonesian word for, "Oh, you know, sorry to hear that." So
Oh, lovely.
there's the influences of Indonesia here, very much so, yeah.
Now, hang on
And
a minute.
of course, lots of restaurants.
You've mentioned the refined nature of it, the presence of
Ah,
royalty,
yes.
all of the art, all of this glamour. Does that equate expensive?
Well, I know you think that all I do is swan around in luxury, which is
That's
not far
because you
from the
do,
truth. Yeah.
to be honest.
Well, I do. Yeah, I do. But there is an obvious reason for that, because if you're doing this for a living, you don't want to be worried about the economy and how it's going to fall, and therefore people stop going away. So the high-end market is pretty stable from that point of view. But I always like to get value for my money, you know? It's very important, that part. So yeah, I've got another eye on, you know, what's there, what's expensive, what isn't. And it's very good value here. No word of a lie. Excellent value, in fact. So they've got some bargains. I mean, Amsterdam itself has got some good ones, but over here, slightly away off the beaten track, it's a little bit less expensive. So
And the food's good, is it,
it's
Andy?
good value. Well, you know, obviously there's loads of cheese here. I mean, it's cheese city, isn't it? If you're into Gouda.
Now you're talking.
But they have a cured herring, which is revered.
Oh,
So,
no.
really, cured herring with raw onions, man alive! It's they eat it like it's going out of fashion.
Good
That's good.
Lord.
And then they've got the Hague version of fish and chips, which is like, it's called kibbeling, and it's kind of pieces of fried fish but without the chips, on stalls all over the city. And I'm absolutely obsessed about a thing called bitterballen, which are basically balls of sort of breadcrumbs filled with potato and beef, deep
Oh.
fried, and you eat them with mustard.
You had me
So,
at deep fried.
yeah, with a beer and bitterballen, you're like a local.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, before we wrap this up, would you like to know one or two twin towns?
Yeah, come on, hit
Do
me.
you know what? The Hague, for saying it's such an international mega centre for all sorts of very important things, only has sort of three or four twin towns.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm really surprised.
Palembang in Indonesia, for obvious reasons,
Indonesia, yeah.
Huigalpa in Nicaragua, Warsaw
Okay.
in Poland,
Oh.
and finally, Nazareth in Israel.
Really?
Twinned with The
Who
Hague.
knew? Who knew?
There it is. Now you can drop that into conversation. You'll seem even more like a native, Andy.
I'm going to, mate.
You
Yes,
do that.
lovely.
And how long
Great
are you
to
there
speak.
till?
Going home tomorrow afternoon on the Eurostar.
Are you really?
Yeah, gonna go on the train all the way.
Oh, can I have a train ticket to The Hague, please? You're a star? Well, I've been on the radio, but I'm not Andy Mossack, I would say. thanks very much, Andy. You take care. We'll talk to you when? In a couple of weeks?
Yeah, a couple of weeks, matey. Yeah, sure.
Excellent. Take care. Thank you very much, Andy Mossack, on the relentless hunt for luxury. Half hour of power's coming next.